Facebook.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Second half hour here on this Friday, June 27th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Again, the phone number, I want to make sure you get it for Patriots Relief. 40% off plus free shipping and $10 put into your cart for future purchases. Just give Tim some feedback on the website. Let him know if there's anything, any bugs where things aren't working. Greatly appreciate if you do that for us. I want to continue on with this budget story that I started in the first segment, where the governor, the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks met in the Capitol building yesterday. And the Democrats pushing, wanting an entire budget for the entire full fiscal 2026 budget before Tuesday. Well, it's not going to happen. The House Republicans haven't even came out with their department budgets yet, let alone the entire budget. But the Senate Democrats want to know basically the number the Republicans are going to come in at. Well, House Republicans want to know where the Senate Democrats' vision is for a long-term road funding solution. Do they have one? Is it even a priority for them? Meanwhile, the governor's office would prefer to pass a deal sooner than later, preferably something that does include a long-term road funding component. Well, being that the House and Senate spent much of the day at the Capitol in a stalemate, seemingly daring the other to adjourn first to let the blame game commence. Well, the Senate reset its calendar to hold a session at noon on July 1st and July 2nd, where they're at least matching the House's July 1st session date. Originally, for July and August, the Senate had no session dates scheduled outside of a July 15th through the 17th and August 12th through the 14th. The main reason for doing that is technically keeping the chamber open by holding those 3 days in July and 3 days in August as pending open session schedule dates. Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh moved that the Senate also meet again July 22nd, July 29th, and August 26th. Now, over in the House, the Republicans queued up a second K-12 budget bill, just in case negotiations went south and leadership wanted to make a point before adjourning until July. But that didn't come together. The House adjourned last night after 8 hours of session with no movement on education budgets. But Hall said he's committed and optimistic that the K-12 portion will be funded by this coming Tuesday, July 1st. Statement made by the Speaker was done after the meeting with the governor as well as the Senate Majority Leader. Hall said that he was grateful that the governor came to the Capitol building, giving him and Brinks the opportunity to sit down and talk, thereby making it more optimistic about passing a K-12 bill after meeting with the governor. In talking with the press, Hall said, I'll say that I'm committed and that the House Republicans are committed to working through the weekend. We're willing to work tomorrow on Friday, even working more later this evening tonight, and as well as working over the weekend. Our goal of still trying to get something done on the roads and education by July 1st is our top priority. Speaking to the reporters at the normal business end of the day yesterday, Hall said he doesn't think that means the House will have a voting session day between yesterday and July 1st. He said, but anything's possible. Very clear to me that the deadline is July 1st. Technically, not June 30th at midnight. It's July 1st at 11:59 p.m. So to me, as long as you do it on July 1st and you present it, that should qualify to meeting the deadline requirement. Previously, House Republicans viewed the July 1st statutory deadline as a goal. And again, Hall stated that it is an aspirational goal, but said he's negotiating with other people who seem only to be able to get results when there are deadlines looming. Utilizing this aspirational deadline that's primarily school-based and trying to get a school budget done by that date puts us in the best position to actually get it done by July 1st. And if we don't do that, I have concerns that the school budget will not get done until much later. Hall said negotiations have not reached a point where they decided to take the bills through the conference committee process just yet, nor have they added any substitutes or any concurrence of other bills. He said right now, we do have all the options on the table. Additionally, Hall said if a K through 12 and a roads plan can get ironed out, that will unlock the rest of our budget coming forward. While he's not dead set on a transportation budget passing by July 1st, Hall said he'd like to be able to at least announce somewhat of a plan by that date. He said other education budgets like higher education, community colleges, the Michigan Department of Education, the Department of Lifelong Education Achievement and Potential are too heavy a lift to include them in the July 1st deadline for the K through 12 budget. Hall said the most major point that he, Brinks, and Whitmer agree on is continue to work on these negotiations, which is something that has not always been guaranteed. As far as the biggest points of the disagreements between them, Hall said the per pupil allowance in the K through 12 budget and funding roads without raising taxes in the transportation budget. Hall said also the biggest concern that he's heard from his Republican caucus members yesterday was that as the day went on, the Senate didn't have another session day scheduled before the deadline passed. That meant that this budget would need to get figured out yesterday, which was resolved when the Senate added days to their schedule. Well, last month, the Senate Fiscal Agency projected that while the general fund's year-end balance would be, in fact, $553 million lower, the year-end school aid fund revenue in the fall will actually be $240 million higher, putting the total left in the fund at $1.24 billion for the school aid fund. Well, while walking into her office right before 8:30 p.m. last night, Senate Majority Leader Brinks, when asked if a budget deal is ready to go for Tuesday afternoon, she said, "We have a lot of progress that needs to be made before that will be ready. But I remain hopeful." Again, late 2019, when dealing with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's very first budget, legislators created a July 1st deadline for finalizing and voting out a complete budget plan covering both K through 12 school funding, state departments, as well as higher education, so that it could be signed by the governor over the summer. Well, the new Republican majority with Speaker Matt Hall have clearly said that that was not necessarily a drop-dead deadline. It was more or less a goal. And because it doesn't contain any penalties, any fines, fees, any punishment in any way, shape, or form, if they don't make the deadline, the Republicans have chosen this year to say, we're going to slow this process down. We're going to take our time. We're going to go through each department. We're going to go through each department's budget, and we're going to see where we can possibly make some cuts. Not what the Senate Democrats did when they passed their budget proposal last month. As a matter of fact, they basically increased it roughly about 3%. No cuts made, and they even expanded other programs, along with earmarks and a lot of other things that the House Republicans are saying, sorry, it's not going to happen. So that's why I'm thinking, I don't think this budget's going to come together by Tuesday. I don't think the K through 12 budget's going to come, because I think the Republicans really, 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 really want a road funding formula passed as part of this school budget without raising taxes. So just keeping it real, people. But at least House is there. We'll see what they come up with today or over the weekend. We'll talk about it for sure on Monday. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our number one. Want to remind you that we are excited. 4 weeks from this Saturday, it is going to be the 6th annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot and Pig Roast in Central Lake, Michigan. Text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link to acconservatives.org. It has all the information there about the event. After you read it through, go back up to the top right corner there where it says yellow donate button is there. Click on it. It'll open up a box. With our PayPal account, you'll see a zero there. Change the zero to your dollar amount for your ticket price. Adults are $40, teenagers are $20, and the children 12 and under are free. You can bring your firearms and your ammunition. The gun ranges will be open. We'll have range safety officers there. You can sight in your deer rifles, 50 and 100-yard range. We're also going to have the pin shoot set up for you to be able to knock down bowling pins with your handgun. And we're focusing this year on the young people. Bring a child, a grandchild, a neighbor's kid, whoever, 12 and under, they are free. And we're also going to ask you to take them down to the gun range and stay with them as they go through some firearm training. And then they're going to be able to shoot a .22 handgun as well as a .22 rifle. After they get done with that training and shooting, their name will be put into a hat. And at the end of the event, we're going to draw the name, a name of one of the lucky winners of a brand new Winchester .22 rifle, 500 rounds of ammunition, and a case. And that's been donated to our event by John Palmer of Palmer Farms in Unaway, Michigan. Greatly appreciate John doing that for us. Going to be a great day, great event. Again, 4 weeks from this Saturday. 4 weeks from this Saturday. It's going to be Saturday, July 19th from noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake. On a private compound owned by Richard Davis. It's private property. We will have the gun ranges open. You can bring your firearms and your ammunition and go directly to the range. And roughly about 1:30, we'll start calling people in from the ranges. We'll start serving up the late lunch, early dinner. And you'll be able to have a fantastic dinner with us again this year. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is going to smoke the pork for us. baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, dill pickles, Hawaiian rolls, and of course, my world famous carrot cake will be there. Nick Wallace, J2 Construction in Harbor Springs, Petoskey, has challenged me to a carrot cake bake-off. He'll bake his, I'll bake mine, and you guys will taste and decide which one is the best carrot cake. And hopefully I'll prevail again like I have in the past, but we shall see. Nick says he's going to kick my butt, so we're going to see how that goes. So again, text me at 231-360-5140, fun shoot or pig roast. Either one is programmed into my phone. It'll auto-reply back to you with AC Conservatives, all one word, acconservatives is plural, .org. And you get your tickets, see, get all the information there, the address, the location, and make your purchase for your tickets online. Again, just use the yellow donate button. If you have any problems or issues with that, just give me a call any day after 12 noon, and I'll be able to help you out. But we're excited. We're hoping and praying it's going to be beautiful weather by then, and everything will be nice and clean. We've got the pavilion lined up this year again. I'll be heading over with the backpack blower and getting all the dust out of the area, cleaning it off bone dry, and then setting up the tables. So we're excited. And if any county Republican parties out there would like to sponsor a table, we can get you a table for 10 for $400. We were charging $50 a person, but we had a donor make a donation for covering the venue for us. So we've been able to drop the prices, $40 for adults, $20 for teenagers, and 12 and under kids are free. So we're excited. We hope you guys can come join us. Looking forward to another great event this year. I've reached out to Jim Runstad, the state senator, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, and I've reached out to a couple of the candidates running for governor as well. So hopefully we can have maybe a couple of those folks stop by, give a talk, take some questions from us. But we're excited. It's going to be a great event. Hopefully you guys can be a part of it. Again, text me, 231-360-5140, fun shoot or pig roast, and I'll send you the link. Well, hour number two, Pastor Chad, Phil, and I have been doing this for well over 10 years every Friday. Very interesting conversation lesson plan for today. He says he wants to discuss and has put together a lesson plan, memorable historical events in our lifetime. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see if he's going to end up wrapping this up with current events, things happening in the Middle East between Israel and Iran, possibly Ukraine and Russia, getting rid of the enrichment program for Iran. We'll see where he goes with this. In the next hour, History Lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down.